Our Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you, Lord, again in the house of the Lord. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We are glad to be here, Lord, and we know that you are with us. Because the Bible says, when two or three are gathered together, there I am in the presence, in the midst of them. So we know the presence of the Lord is here, and we want to worship and acknowledge you this morning and welcome you, Lord, here. And we know there is a word in season for us this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We know that word always brings light when it comes. And may that light shine in our situation this morning to give us the victory in the name of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this morning, the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Can somebody say amen? The arrows of the Lord's deliverance this morning. I'm going to start at 2 Kings chapter 13. I'm going to read from verses 14 through about 19. Now, Elisha was falling sick. Now, Elisha was a prophet of the Lord. And he came into the office of the prophet after Elijah left. And so Elisha was falling sick, you know, about the end of his ministry there. So one time he'd gotten old and he fell sick of his sickness, you know, whereof he died. Now, that's, you know, this was about the time that he was going to die. But just before he died, Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face, you know, as he was dying, and said, "Oh, my father," he remembered the very words that Elisha spoke when he saw Elijah depart. "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." Oh, my. You know, the chariots, they were waiting to take Elisha home. Can somebody say hallelujah? Oh, yeah, if you have faith, you know, when it's time for you to go, the angels will be there to carry you on. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes, that's how the elect, you know, if God, you know, if you ever had to go before the Lord Jesus came, you know, for the church, you know, it has to be glorious. You should go in a glorious way. The angels should be in attendance. Amen? Amen, somebody?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Otherwise, you know, we should wait and see the glorious return of the Lord. And that's even better too. Amen. Now, so he came and he spoke to Elisha. And, you know, Elisha looked at him and he knew that, you know, the Israel was having a lot of problems with Syria, you know, and, you know, back then, you know, Syria was one of their enemies and tormenting them and so forth and encamped around them and did all these things. So Elisha, he told Joash, the king, he said, "Take bow and arrows." And Joash took unto him bow and arrows. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow." Now, so he's going to give him step-by-step instruction on what to do. "Put your hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon the bow. And Elisha put his hand on the king's hands. Now, notice that's important because I'm going to do something similar to that the Lord wants me to do at the end of this message. You know, amen? You know, so that's very important. Now, so, you know, they're getting ready to do something here. You know, Elisha is getting ready to command, you know, the king to take, you know, a position of, you know, offense. Amen? Not exactly a passive, not exactly, you know, a passive stance in, you know, in defense and so forth, but an offense is what he's asking to do here. You know, these arrows are not something that you use for defense. They are something that you use for offense. But the best defense is a good offense. Amen? Hallelujah! You know, so this is like taking the fight to the devil. You know, is what it is. You know, taking the fight to the enemy. You know, so he said, "Put your hand, you know, on the bow and the arrows and so forth." And Elisha, he put his hand on the hand, you know, and so on. And then he said, "Open the windows eastward." You know, so Syria was eastward of Israel and so forth. So zoom in, he said, on the enemy. You know, hallelujah. Zoom in on the enemy and take your aim. And he told him, "Shoot." And when he shot, he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance." Oh, yeah. "And the arrow of deliverance from Syria, and thou shalt smite." Now, the word of the Lord is going to follow that arrow now. You know, and he said, now thou shalt smite the Syrians. You know, you're going to smite them in Aphek until thou have consumed them. So he told him again, he said, take some more arrows. You know, and he took them. And, you know, Elisha, the prophet, he said to the king of Israel, smite the ground. And he smote the ground 3 times, and then he stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, well, you should have smitten 5 or 6 times, and thou hast, you know, and then thou would have smitten Syria until you have consumed it. Whereas now, you've only smitten the ground 3 times, well, that's all the victory you're going to get. You should have just gone on, see. So, you know, let me retell this story now that I've finished reading the text. You know, this part of it, so that you understand it. Now, this man, the king, Joash, the king of Israel, he had a situation that he was dealing with some enemies. Now, the word of the Lord is going to come to him now, you know, what to do, see. You know, but, you know, at some point during this time, the first thing that the man of God told him to do is get some bows and arrows. Get a bow and some arrows. And he did. And then he told him, well, you know, take out the arrows, you know. So first of all, you got to have your quiver full of arrows. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So he said, you know, fill up your quiver with some arrows. You know, so then he said, take some arrows and open the window and look out there. And about when he was ready to shoot, you know, he put his hands on his hands, you know, and so forth like that. Put the anointing on those arrows with him. And then, you know, he shot out and told him, you know, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And then he told him again, now, I want you to go ahead and smite the ground. You know, but, you know, right around that time, this man, Joash, he's beginning to think in his head, you know, this business of shooting arrows, smiting the ground, you know, shooting off the window and so forth. See, because he's not a spiritual man, this Joash, you know, because he's looking in his mind, you know, for how he wants God to give him the victory. Somebody stay with me? You see, most of the time when people have a need, they're looking for God, they've got tunnel vision. So they want God to do it a certain way. So he's probably thinking, Elisha, you know, he's heard the exploits of Elisha. He knew all the things Elisha's done, you know, so, but he's never heard about this business of the arrow and so forth like that. So he's thinking, gee, you know, this is the man that, you know, did all these things and was able to, you know, smite people with blind, like armies with blindness and do all of these things and so forth. You know, why am I talking about arrows here? So his mind probably began to faint. You know, he probably began to doubt a little bit. You know, so when he told him, you know, shoot the arrows and smite the ground, you know, he probably reluctantly, you know, just, you know, lackadaisically, you might say, just shot the arrows about 3 times, you know. And that's why the anger stirred up in the prophet of the Lord, because he could discern his heart. And he said, you know, well, you know, God gave you an opportunity to finish your enemies. See? But you really didn't go for it. You know, you could have really gone for it, and but because you only shot the arrows 3 times, well, that's all the victories you're going to get against Syria. You know, if you had shot the arrows 6 or 7 times, or you kept going, then you would have got, you know, constant victories until you wiped them out. You know, so, well, I guess the man, you know, felt sorry after that and so forth like that. You know, but that's, you know, that's all I want to say about that story, because I want to go on to something else. You know. Now, first of all, we see in this story the significance of, you know, what the Lord is telling Joash to do. He's saying, look, you have a situation, but I've got a solution. Amen? Well, he wants you to take the fight to the enemy. You know, but, you know, are you ready to take the fight to the enemy? That's the question. You know, because, you know, the prophet of the Lord is going to put his hand on those arrows with you. And he said, you know, and, wow. You said, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, you know, is the captain of the host. Amen? Oh, yes. Now, let's bring out the significance of these arrows and see what we're going to do with this morning. Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 15. Now, this same text is also found in Psalm 18. But let me read it here in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 15. I'm going to start at 13. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Talking about the Lord. He said, the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them. lightning and discomfited them. So there is a significance to these arrows that the Lord uses. See, and you know, when we know that the enemy, he comes against us in so many different forms. But God's got an arrow for every one of the devil's attacks. Amen? Can somebody say amen? Well, he's got an arrow for that. You know, we're going to find out what those are in a few minutes. He's got an arrow for it. You know, everything that the devil will come up against you with, the Lord's got an arrow for it. And this message this morning is not for you to just take a passive defensive stance, but to take an offensive approach against the devil. Amen? Hallelujah! And if you really know how to shoot those arrows, you can blow up those attacks even before they get formed. But the Lord is going to give you the wisdom on how to zero in. You know, it's like open the windows and zoom in on the enemy and shoot the arrows. And Paul said, you know, when I fight, he said, I don't fight like somebody that's beating the air, just, you know, boxing, you know, shadow boxing and so forth. He said, no, you know, I am skilled. I know exactly how to go after the enemy. Amen? Most people, most believers, all they do is shadow boxing. See, shadow boxing, that's why you don't have any victory sometimes over the devil in his attacks that he brings to you, because all you're doing is shadow boxing. Now, this is not a message about shadow boxing this morning. This is zeroing in on the enemy's position and taking the shot that will defeat him. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. This is to zero in on those attacks. You know, that's what we are talking about. Now, these arrows that God gives is the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Now, remember that. You know, it's not your deliverance. You're not the one that's going to deliver yourself. Right. You know, but it is the Lord. But you've got to fill your quiver full of these arrows. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's look at some of the things that the enemy will bring up against you. And let's see if God has an arrow for each one of them.
Amen?
Amen. Can somebody say amen this morning?
Amen.
Now, God has got an arrow for every one of those things that the devil will bring up against you. Psalm 18 and verse 14 tells us the same thing that we just read in 2 Samuel 22. He said, basically, the Lord has arrows that he sent out to scatter your enemies. That's basically what it says. Now, you say, scatter my enemies? That's right. You know, the situation is this. When an enemy comes in against you, you know, is your heart going to melt? Or are you going to be strong and be of good courage? Is your heart going to melt? Well, you know, what are you going to do when the enemy comes up against you? You know, we know that many of us, you know, we go through many situations, and even some of you that are sitting in here today, you are going through situations, you know, and we all do. And but how do you get a victory in some of these situations that you might find yourself in? You know, how do you get a victory? Now, the arrows can be very powerful, you know, instrument, you know, because, you know, back in the old days, you know, that's what they used to depict, you know, how they fought and so forth like that, you know. And listen to what it says in Psalm 127 and verse 4. He says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Now, so he's saying that when a mighty man, somebody that's skilled and knows how to use these arrows, it can be an very effective weapon. You know, if you know how to use it, say, these arrows are great in the hands of a mighty man, because they know how to zero in on the enemy. So, you know, now let's see what the Lord has, the arrows that the Lord has, you know, to combat some of these things that the enemy has. First, we're going to take fear and anxiety that the enemy attacks you with. You know, that's not the arrows of the Lord, but that's the thing that we're going to find arrows for. You know, so fear and anxiety. Now, how many of you know that fear is the gateway to every evil that the devil brings? Oh yes. That's why Jesus, every time he came upon the scene, first thing he'd say, fear not. Be not afraid. Believe only. Amen? You know, so fear and anxiety. Once you get wrapped up in those two things, you really can't believe God. And God really can't move. It cripples your faith. You know, so Jesus, he wants you to do away with the fear, and he'll tell you, fear not, only believe, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I am with you. You know, so let's see the arrows that he will give you, you know, to combat fear and anxiety. And God has an arrow for that, amen? Isaiah chapter 41. Now, every one of these arrows, in case you are wondering, We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Every one of these arrows are taken straight from the word of God, in case you are wondering about them. You know, so let's start here at Isaiah 41 and verse 10. You know, these arrows that God will give you combat these situations. Now, the first situation we are talking about here is fear and anxiety. And what does the Lord have to say about it? Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. So when the enemy comes against you and tries to bring fear into your life because of events and situations that may, you know, have happened and so forth, the first thing you should say is, I will not be afraid because the Lord is with me. You quote this scripture right here. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. That's a promise. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. If you like the sound of that, you can say amen. Everybody that gathered against you said they shall be ashamed and confounded. You see, they shall be as nothing. See, and they that strive with thee shall perish. You know, that's what he says. Say, thou shalt even seek them and you won't find them. You know, all those that contend with thee, they that war against you and so forth, they shall be as nothing now. Because the Lord is going to get rid of them. You know, this is one of the arrows that he gives you, the confidence that the Lord is with you. Amen. For I am the Lord thy God, and I will hold your right hand, and I will say unto you, fear not, for I will help thee. Hallelujah. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having, you know, teeth, that thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff, you know. So the Lord, he gives you these weapons, you know. When the enemy brings that fear and so forth, you need to speak to your soul. The Bible says David, he knew how to do this better than anybody else in that Bible. He would, you know, Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, whenever things were going down, you know, he had a situation where he would reload his faith, you know. Hallelujah. You should listen to the sermon, Faith Reloaded. That's on the website, gmichurch.com. You know, he would listen, you know, he would speak to his soul and reload his faith, you know, through the word of God and encourage himself in the word of God. So that's one way to fight fear and anxiety and all the enemy attacks that he brings against you. Now let's look at sickness and disease. You say sickness and disease? Well, absolutely. As long as you are in this frail human body, you are going to suffer sickness, you are going to suffer weariness, you are going to suffer disease sometimes and so forth like that. But let's see if God has an arrow for that. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. In the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, that's the first arrow that you want to shoot to the devil every time he brings sickness against you and brings an evil report against you. You know, and so forth like that. Maybe doctors diagnose you with whatever and so forth like that. You know, and maybe the devil, he'll bring all kinds of imaginations into your mind concerning the sickness and the disease. You know, but let's read Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, and let's see what the Lord has to say about that. Because if you get a hold of this scripture, then you can defeat every sickness and every disease that the devil brings against you. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and of course you have to do that first. And if thou wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I like the sound of that. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, you know, then none of these diseases will come up against you. So if you're hearkening to the voice of the Lord and there's a disease that came up against you, you can shoot this arrow right back against that disease. I said, the Lord said that he will not put any of these sicknesses and diseases upon me because the Lord is the one that healed me. Can somebody say amen? In the book of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, you know, Isaiah here is prophesying about the coming of the Lord. Of course, this is already taking place. He's already done it. You know, but here's Isaiah predicting before the Lord came what he was going to do and telling of how the Lord is going to heal our sicknesses and our diseases even by the very stripes that they beat him with. So he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. You know, so every time sickness and disease come up against you, you can say, by the stripes of the Lord, I am healed. Can somebody say amen? And if you want to read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, you will see Peter referring to this very verse, but now he puts it in perspective. He says, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, Isaiah is talking about the future because Jesus was yet future for Isaiah's day. But Peter, he's referring to the same scripture and putting it in perspective and saying, by his stripes, ye were already healed. You know, so anytime sickness and disease comes up against you, you need to state the word of the Lord and use this arrow against it and say, by his stripes, I am already healed. Can somebody say amen? Well, don't be like King Joash and be kind of doubting in your mind and so forth like that, when you should be strong with those arrows. You know, use the arrows against the enemy, say the Lord, and you will see the victory of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, let's look at another verse here in Exodus 23 and verse 25. And let's see how, you know, these are promises, you know, and they are also arrows that you can use against the devil when he brings sickness against you or any of these woes that we're going to be looking at in a minute. In Exodus 23 and verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. Oh yes. You know. So that's a condition right there. And if you serve the Lord thy God, then he shall bless your bread and your water. Amen. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Can somebody say amen? Now I'm sick and tired of sickness. Amen. You know, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17, the Bible says in verses 16 and 17, he said they brought him all in the evening time, they brought him all the people that were plagued with all kinds of sicknesses and diseases, and he healed them all. So that he might be fulfilled the words of Isaiah the prophet, that by his stripes ye were healed. So he healed them all. There is no sickness and no disease that the Lord cannot heal. And the Bible says, if ye receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. You know, if the doctor gives you a weakness and says, well, you know, we've done this test and we see that you have this situation. Now, that's the weakness of man. But the weakness of God is, by his stripes, you are already healed. Can you say hallelujah? And if you believe the word of God, then shoot those arrows against the devil. You know, don't back down from the devil. Don't take no defensive stance. You know, go after him. Hallelujah. And blow him out of your house and blow him out of your mind too. You know, if he comes against you in the mind and brings you all these imaginations in your mind and so forth, blow him out of there by the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Amen. Now let's look at sorrow of the heart and grief. You know, sorrow usually leads to depression and different things. You know, people, they go through stuff and so forth like that. You know, sometimes even people, you know, because of, bad news or something that they receive, you know, they go through, you know, all kinds of things, you know. But, you know, if your mind is stayed on the Lord, amen? In Isaiah 26 and verse 3, it tells you, thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You know, so if your mind is stayed on the Lord, he will keep you in perfect peace and you won't have to worry about, you know, some of these things and so forth. Of course, we all face these problems, you know, but how we address them, you know, how we, tackle these problems is what makes the difference. Now, in the book of Psalm 112 and verse 7, it says, the righteous man's heart is fixed. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. You know, so, you know, if you're in your house and so forth like that, you know, you heard a brother, you know, he called and they gave him some evil tidings and he was not afraid because his heart was fixed, trusting in the Lord. You know, don't be afraid of evil tidings. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. I'm not afraid of evil tidings because my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And I know that the Lord is my God and he will be with me and he'll take care of everything. You know, so no matter what the devil comes with, I'm going to throw the arrows right back at him. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at sorrow and grief real quickly. In the book of Isaiah chapter 51, verses 11 and 12. These are some arrows that you can shoot back when the devil brings sorrow and brings sadness and grieving. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and they shall come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Oh, they shall obtain gladness and joy. You can claim that right now. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Now, the state of gladness and joy is a choice. You see, you can choose to use this arrow against the devil to blow away the grief and the sorrow. You can say to the devil, you know, that the word of God says, I will obtain gladness and joy. And everlasting joy shall be upon my head. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And he said in verse 12, I am he that comforted you. Oh yes, who are you that you should be afraid of the man and so forth like that, or the son of man that should die? You know, the Lord says, don't be afraid. I am the Lord that comforted you. So when you have sorrow, when you have, you know, reason to grieve or be sorrowful and so forth, remember the word of the Lord and use this arrow. This is the arrow, and God has an arrow for every one of those situations. And in Isaiah 40, he says, comfort ye my people. Speak comfortably unto my people and tell them that their warfare is accomplished. Hallelujah! Because he's putting the arrows of the Lord's deliverance in your hands. And you can fight a good warfare, you know, by those arrows. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Oh yeah. Are you fighting a good fight? You know, are you able to take the fight to the devil using the arrows of the Lord's deliverance? So when he comes up against you with the grief and the sorrow, you know, that's what you ought to do. Is tell him right back, I have obtained and will obtain gladness and joy. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord who comforted us in all our tribulation. Amen? Oh yes, he will comfort you no matter what you are going through if you receive his comfort. You know, who comforted us in all our tribulation so that we ourselves may also comfort those who are troubled by the same comfort wherewith we have been comforted from God. Amen. So arm yourself with that God comforts us in all our tribulation. So no matter what the tribulation is, arm yourself with that and speak it right back to the devil that the Lord comforts me even in every situation. Amen. Now trouble may come your way. Oh yes. Trouble, sorrow, and all of these things and so on like that. You know, in the book of Psalm 30 and verse 5, he said, though sorrow may endure for a night, yet doubtless joy is coming in the morning. Can somebody say amen to that? So when you are going through some dark days, this is an arrow of the Lord's deliverance that you can use to shoot against the devil and say, I know that joy is coming in the morning. Oh yes, hallelujah, somebody. You know, and I've often said that no day or night can last forever. When you are going through the night, no matter how long it takes, the day must break. Hallelujah, somebody. Even in the winter seasons, when the nights are longer and so forth, yeah, maybe a couple of hours longer, doesn't matter how long it is, at some point in time, that day must dawn. And that day must break. Because those are the cycles that God has already ordained. So no matter how long the night lasts, joy is coming in the morning. And you can take the devil and put it right in his face. I know that I'm coming through on the other side. And I know that joy is coming for me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, joy is coming for me no matter what I am going through. Now, trouble may come your way from time to time, you know, and so forth like that. You know, some people are in trouble today because of choices, bad choices that you made. You know, that we understand that, you know. But sometimes, you know, you might be a victim of events or circumstances, or, you know, trouble may come to you through no error or commission of your own. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you get there. Doesn't matter how the trouble came. You know, here is an arrow that the Lord has for that. It is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. It is called confidence in the ability of the Lord to shield you and to deliver you from trouble. In the book of Psalms 46 and verses 1 through 3, he said, our God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. So when the enemy comes against you, you know, the enemy, he likes to double cross people. You know, after he brings, you know, trouble your way, then he'll gloat about it, and he'll come up against you and bring all the magic and say, see, you're all alone now. God is not going to help you. You know, and that's the time that you put this arrow right back in his face. And you say, my God is my refuge and my strength. He's a very present help in trouble, and he will help me. Hallelujah, somebody. Do you believe this morning that the Lord will help you? If you believe it, say amen. Now let me read it to you in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. Our God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We won't be afraid because of all that, you know, and so forth like that, you know. Every, you know, there may be cataclysmic upheavals and different things going on around me, but I'm not going to be afraid. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, you know, though the mountains swell and so forth like that, earthquakes and different things, economic conditions and so forth, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know my God is with me. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Oh yes, that is an arrow that you can throw up in the face of the enemy whenever he tells you that. Now David, you know, I love the way that he brought many things out by the Spirit of the Lord in the Psalms. Now let's take a look at Psalm 27 and see how David approached his troubles, you know, and he had his own share of troubles, you know, different times, you know, from not only from Saul, you know, and then, you know, from Absalom, and, you know, every, you know, different things, you know, his own family and so forth like that, you know, and Amalekites against him and all kinds of things, you know, and so forth, the Philistines and everything, you know. But here's what he said in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You know, when the enemy, he comes against you, say, see, now you are in confusion. You don't even know what to do. You need to say to him, the Lord is my light. Oh, yes, and I will not be in confusion. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh yes. And when the enemy and even, you know, your foes, when they come up against you, guess what's going to happen? They will stumble and fall. Amen. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Can you be confident that the Lord is with you? And that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let me read verses 5 and 6. For in the time of trouble, now, when trouble comes your way, in the time of trouble, you can tell the devil, I know the Lord is going to hide me in his pavilion. That is an arrow that you can shoot to him and shoot at him. In the time of trouble, I know he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. Oh yes, a rock. My, our God is the rock. He's the rock of my salvation, David said. He'll set you up upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer unto him sacrifices of joy. Oh my, I will sing yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So the Lord's got an arrow for every one of those troubles that the enemy comes up against you. Troubles and different attacks, when they come up against you, the Lord has different arrows. Now here's some more that you can use. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh yes. You know, so when the enemy comes up against you with troubles and different attacks and so forth, you can say to him, in the name of the Lord, I run into his name and I will be saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run into it and they are saved. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to what the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. You know, when you are going through different things, when you are going through different trials and crises and so forth and temptations in your life and so on, you know, guess what the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. He said, when you go through, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. No, so the Lord, he puts it right out there. Now, the Lord didn't say, if you pass through the waters, or if you pass through the rivers. No. He said, when, which means you are going to face those kind of situations. Amen? But he said, I will be with you. So when the enemy tells you, well, you're all alone now, see, you know, that's why the spirit of despondency comes upon people, you know, comes upon them and so forth. The devil, he tells them, you're all alone, nobody cares for you in the world and so forth like that. And they try to take their lives because they think it's all over, you see. But they forget that I will never leave you, nor forsake you. When you pass through, now notice the word, through, amen, through. And, you know, I've often said this, and I'll say it again this morning. If I ask somebody, oh, what's going on? I say, well, I'm going through some things and so forth. Nobody ever says, I'm going into some things. Everybody always says, I'm going through some things. Amen? So by your own admission, you're already saying you're coming out on the other side. Can somebody say amen? Because when you are going through, that means you're coming out on the other side. David said, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Because he already knew he's coming out on the other side. Oh yeah, if you walk into the valley of the shadow of death, that's a dead end. You're not coming out. But David didn't say if I walk into. He said if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because I know I'm coming out on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. The Lord is the Ancient of Days, declaring the end from the beginning. The end of the matter is you are coming out on the other side. No matter what you are going through right now, you are going to come out on the other side. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
And when you go through the fire, he will be with you, he said. And even the flame shall not kindle upon thee. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They found out about that. That promise was real. And he was right there with them in the fire. And he brought them out in the story in the book of Daniel. You know, so he said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I will be with you no matter what you are going through. So you can tell the enemy when he tells you that you are all alone. And say, no, I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. In Isaiah 54 and verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So every imagination that the devil is scheming up against you, you can shoot this arrow right back, say, you can do it all you want, but it's not going to prosper. Because the Lord already said, it shall not prosper. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue, you know, so I've heard some people say, well, on my job, somebody raised up an accusation and so forth against me. Well, here's the scripture right here. Every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Oh, yes. Because this is the heritage of the children of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Oh, yes. So he will deliver you. The Bible says in seven troubles and in eight, he will deliver you. He will deliver you from the scourge of the tongue, you know, and all the accusations and so forth. He will deliver you from it. And none of their weapons will prosper against you. So let the devil plan all he wants. You can tell him, well, you know, I'll save you some time right now. It's not going to prosper. Amen. Because no weapon that is formed against me, and you take it straight to him and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let all your counsels be defeated. And they shall not prosper in Jesus' name. That's an arrow that you can throw up against that, and the Lord has that for you. Now, in the book of Psalm 91, oh yes, Psalm 91, this is it's full of so many of these arrows that you can use when you have trouble and when you have situations. It's all there, and he'll tell you all about it as long as you stay in the secret place of the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh yes, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. So when the enemy comes against you and says, you know, oh, I'm going to get you, you say, oh, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress, sir. It's like being, you know, it's like being behind something that is fortified, you know, like Fort Knox. You know, the Lord is your fortress. Oh, He said, surely He shall deliver me. You put your name there. You know, that's a promise, but you turn it around and say it for yourself. You say, I don't know what I'm going through, and I don't care what I'm going through. He will deliver me.
Yes.
From the snare of the fowler, He will deliver me from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers. And under His wings, I will trust. You say, I will not be afraid of the terror by night. Amen? Or even the arrows. Oh, yeah. The devil has his own arrows. Oh, yeah. The arrows that fly by day, those can be like bullets and so forth, you know, and so forth like that. I'm not going to be afraid of those, sir, because I've got arrows of my own. Amen. He said, no pestilence that walketh in darkness shall come near me. Destruction that wasted at noonday and so forth, it is not going to come near me. 1,000 may fall this way and that way and so forth, you know, but none of this will come near me. Amen. So don't be afraid of the evil report. You know, send out the arrows of faith for the Lord's deliverance for your situation and say, I know that the Lord is with me and He will deliver me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let me quickly go to Psalm 121 as I begin to wrap this up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Oh yes. Where is your help this morning? Saith the Lord. Vain is the help of man. So if you trust in man to help you, you may and possibly will be disappointed. But if you put your trust in the Lord, you will never be disappointed. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Oh, you can say, He will not suffer my foot to be moved. So when the enemy comes up against you and things are going on, I say, ah, we got you now where we want you. This is your downfall this time finally. You know, you can say, the Lord will not suffer my foot to be moved. Amen. The Lord that keepeth me will not slumber. He's watching over me. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Oh yeah, the Lord is my keeper and my shade upon my right hand. And even the sun and the moon and all of these things, they shall not smite me. The Lord will preserve me from all evil. So whenever the enemy brings any evil against you, you can throw this right back in his face and say, the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes. You know, perhaps you're about to take a trip and the enemy put a, you know, some fear in your heart and so forth like that. You can throw this arrow right back in his face. He said, the Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. When you go out in the morning, you claim this promise and say, I know the Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in. Amen, somebody. Oh yes, no matter where I go, the Lord will be with me. He will preserve me in the morning. He will preserve me in the evening and so forth like that. Now, here are some other situations, you know, that you may be facing. And God's got an arrow for each one of them too. What about financial needs? Or you may be in a financial crunch or a financial situation and so forth. Does God have an arrow for that? When the enemy tells you that, oh, well, see, you're now financially ruined, you're bankrupt, you know, you can't go anywhere from there, you know, and so forth like that. You cannot even make ends to meet. And look at you, you know, you say you trust the Lord, yeah, look at you now, look at where you are, you know, and then the devil, he'll bring up all these things against you. You know, here's an arrow that the Lord will have for you to shoot at him in that situation. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. My God, somebody say,
my God
shall supply all my needs. Not some of my needs, but all my needs according to His riches in glory. Not according to my job, not according to the job you have or you don't have, but according to His riches in glory. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And if you believe it truly with all your heart, God will give you wisdom on how to go about that, you know, and He'll take care of it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So, He's got an arrow for every situation that the enemy brings up against you. the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Now back to the story that we started with. King Joash, he had the opportunity to fill his quiver full of arrows. And when the Lord told him to take it out and use it, you know, he could find only three. Is your quiver full of arrows this morning? Do you have the arrows of the Lord's deliverance in your quiver? Do you know the promises of God? Do you know the word of God? Do you know what God has said concerning you for the situation that you are facing? Do you have the right equipment in your quiver this morning? And if you do, will you use the faith to pull out those arrows and go after the enemy? And don't stop until you blow him completely away. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And even as the prophet of the Lord, as he did with Joash, I'm going to do that with some of you here this morning. He called him and said, you know, take out the arrows, open the windows and get ready to shoot. That means focus eastward, he said. You know, zoom in on the area where you're having trouble. Zoom in into the problem. Zoom right into the devil's attack. And take aim and let's shoot together. And he put his hand with his hand. Oh my. Hallelujah. And he said, you know, let's do it together. And that's what I'm going to do here in a minute. The Lord said, if any two of you shall agree as touching. So by faith, we're going to touch that arrow of deliverance, the very deliverance that you need this morning. By faith, we're going to touch it together and we're going to shoot that arrow together. And we're going to believe the Lord. We're going to pierce the very heart of the devil. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the name of the Lord. You say, oh, my enemy is too strong for me. No, he's not. The Lord is greater. This is a victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. And he said, you know, the faith that you have in you, he that is in you, is greater than he that is without. And if you can take a hold of the arrows of the Lord's deliverance this morning, and let's shoot them together at anything that's plaguing you. Let's believe the Lord together this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Every time I come into these services, I always want to help somebody. If I can help you get a victory and give you a lift, an uplift when there is a casting down in your mouth. When you can say, you know, oh, when the enemy brings you in and puts you down and so forth like that. And then if we can come in by the power of God and lift that situation and give you an uplift in your heart, then our job is done. Now, this morning, I want to believe the Lord with somebody here this morning. You say, well, I've been trying to do it on my own, but I couldn't get the job done. Well, let's believe the Lord together. Like Elisha, I'm going to put my hand on your hand this morning. And together, we're going to shoot that arrow. Oh yeah, we're going to pierce the devil's right in his heart. Amen. Oh yeah, praise God. We're going to take the fight to the devil this morning. We're not backing down from him. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a divine anointing for every service. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm just going to wait right here for that presence for just a minute before I pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now, if you want to believe the Lord together with me this morning, I'm going to put my hand on your hand, and together we'll shoot those arrows of faith. Now, perhaps there's only one person in here this morning. Don't leave without getting your deliverance. Come on up here. Let us believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. But be ready with your quiver full of the arrows. Oh, I want you to zoom in on the situation that the enemy is plaguing you with. I want you to zoom in on that situation. Many of these categories that we've read this morning, there are many more, but I cut it out because of time this morning. But you get the picture. Whatever it is that the enemy is plaguing you with, I'm going to believe the Lord with you this morning. And I'm going to put my hand in your hand, and together we're going to shoot the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We're going to shoot the arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to invite those of you who are here this morning. Believe in the Lord. I see many, many people that are here this morning. I'm going to invite you. You put your hand right here in my hand and let's shoot the arrows of the Lord together, one by one, for the great deliverance of the Lord in Jesus' name. And I'm going to call over you the name of the Lord. And as you put your hand in my hand, we will believe by faith that we are shooting for those arrows. And we are going to pierce that devil in his very heart. And everything that the enemy comes against you with, we're going to shoot the arrows of faith. The arrows of the Lord deliver us this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hand right here. Let's believe the Lord together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance this morning. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance this morning. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. Come on. Let's do this. Let's believe the Lord together. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance this morning. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance for you this morning. In Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance for you this morning. In Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance for you this morning in Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance for you in Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance for you in Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. 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 And the chariots of Israel. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance in Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. The arrows of the Lord. Oh yes, the chariots were here to set some of you free. Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance in Jesus' name. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. 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 Hallelujah. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance. 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 Hallelujah. And the chariots of Israel. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh yes. Jesus said, my Father has legions of angels. And I can call them at any time. And they can come in those chariots. Oh my. And he came, those chariots, this morning. Oh yeah, and so some of you that believe the Lord, you received already great deliverance. Throw up your hands and let's pray together. Hallelujah. We're going to seal it together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you have done this morning. And the Lord said, my word that is gone forth out of my mouth shall not return void, but it will accomplish the very thing whereunto it is sent, and it will prosper in the purpose of God, and it will do his pleasure, saith the Lord. Lord, for your people this morning that believed you, we have believed God together, and we have put our hands together, and we shoot the arrows against the enemy. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus of Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead his blood, the blood of sprinkling upon everybody. For every situation, we come against the devil in Jesus' mighty name. Now let those arrows go forth and begin to pull down the strongholds. Let the arrows begin to crumble the fear and the doubt and the anxiety. Let the arrows come against the sorrows and the sicknesses and the diseases and everything that the enemy has brought in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God shout the shout of victory this morning. Come on, somebody. Let it shout the shout of victory this morning. Let it shout the shout of victory this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes. And the Lord wanted me to tell somebody in here this morning. I'm just getting this from the Spirit of the Lord right now. See, you know, the enemy, he tells you, oh, that the Lord will never forgive your sins. You know, but here is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance against that peeping and muttering spirit this morning. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be like wool. Oh yes, I am the Lord that forgiveth your iniquities. Can somebody say praise the name of our Lord? He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. Who healeth all my diseases. Oh yeah, you can throw that against the devil at any time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He redeemed my life from destruction. In Psalm 103. He covered me with loving kindness and tender mercies. You can throw that up against the devil at any time. Oh yes, he will even renew my youth. Hallelujah, somebody. Renew my youth like the eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for joy and gladness upon your people this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory with a big shout of hallelujah together. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face continually to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance unto you and give you his peace. And I invoke the mercy of the Lord upon every one of you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.